531.
Brian from Pacific Days, and we are back here at the new housing development, Benina Trust Housing Development in Red Hill in Papakura. And we are joined now by the incredible Kirika Ave, the first tenant who's going to be moving into the development here at in Papakura. And in fact, we are so blessed to join her in a new home. Kirika, thank you so much for making time for us today. Maybe some introductions, tell us a little bit about yourself here.
First of all, I'm going to talk to us from Nairobi City Council. A little bit about me and my kids and how we got here. I guess it's a lot of faith. A lot of faith in God, a lot of trust in God, and I grow glory and praises to God for blessing us with this wonderful house, because we didn't even think, we knew that we were going to get a house, but we didn't think it would be this soon. We're still, you know, being patient, and it was all God's timing. That's what I was just saying, and to all the other ladies that I was speaking to, thank you to Benina, all the staff, everyone that got to know us, and we bonded, and you know, had great relationships with our friendship, and all the activities that we went to, all the laughs, and all the you know, just the friendship that we made.
Tell us a little bit about that journey. How long has it been to get from the initial dream or decision to being here today?
It all started with a cousin of mine. We were back in Australia in 2002, and I rang my cousin. I let her know that we were deciding to move back to New Zealand, and then she mentioned something about Benina. Benina, they have the Benina house, and I was like, I never knew about them. And so, because they were there, told me the year, and I was like, why didn't I know about them? I've never heard of them. And then, along that time we were there, I rang from Australia to Benina, and I asked them, I told them about the how, you know, we see our kids, and decided to move back to New Zealand, and they just said that, okay, it's a process that you've got to go through to get to actually get through to Benina. And I was like, okay then. And so I thought, and we came and we said, right now, which is Kionge and Batsuyataki, and we stayed with them for about maybe 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and they put us through to the emergency hotel. And then from then on, I was still reading Benina. Through Benina, and then along came Savisa, which is from the mental side of Benina, and they helped us get a referral. So I wasn't too sure about like how, because it was new to me from before when I left New Zealand. And they referred them, because I was still thinking New Zealand housing, so that was just for them, through them. But when I came back, it was different. So it was all through these providers that I never heard of. And then that's how we were, how we got through to Benina, and then Benina helped us move on to the ending of 2002, which is in Browns Road. And then from Brownsboro, 2003, and then they moved us from a 4-bedroom house to the room, and then they moved us into a 5-bedroom house. So that's where we were and on Christmas Road, and then from then on, that's where we are today, moving to a new home. So God has blessed us with this beautiful home.
When you first came to the property to have a look and a walk through with you and the family, what was it like? Try and explain.
Well, when I got the message from the general manager, which is Catherine, that she sent me the message to invite me to be a special guest, and I was like, oh, how can you, laughing out loud, and I was like, anything about being a family. So me thinking it's just like, you know, I'll just be like a family members last Monday to support whatever they had in mind. So I still look at it, it's really kind of thing. So, and then I spoke to one of the other groups and they said, hey, I'm not sure what they're talking about because I was still in the back. I wasn't sure what was happening. And they were like, yeah, let's use our site. So I went to the site, someone will be waiting for you here. So I'm like, oh yeah, I came in. So me still in the dark, not knowing what's happening. And then Bruce and Catherine spoke to me on the day we came, which was the day before you started. And they said, well, this is a little, you know, giving you this house. And I was like, hey, and I was shocked, and I was shocked. And so today it's still slowly hitting me. And I was like, oh my gosh, I wasn't expecting it. Because, yeah, we've chosen you as one of the families to actually be the first families in our first home. So I'm just grateful and thankful to God and to Tanika for all being with us, for all that they've done for us, helping us since we're coming into